Bama Namadal. That's what I found. That's a Haredi or Rishon. We're not sure who he is. It's not Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, but it's some Rishon or other. Look what he says. What's the problem over there? They ate until Chashecha, and you have to stop them, in Erev Yom Kippur. Mashmais from Tosfos, the Tosefos Jeish Loshir, not Tosfos themselves in the Beit of Lama Manal. Omeri Tukachatzi Shah, who are din Tosefos Shabbos. Not only Yom Kippur, it's also Shabbos too. Here it is, the Ri. The Fi Anir is died there, Bosai. The Ri holds like his own until Chashecha, and you have to stop him, in Erev Yom Kippur. Mashmais from Tosfos. The Tosefos Jeish Loshir, not Tosfos themselves in the Beit of Lama Namad Alf. Omeri Tukachatzi Shah, Zuadin Tosefos Shabbos. Not only Yom Kippur, it's also Shabbos too. Here it is, the Ri. The Fi Anir is died there, Bosai. The Ri holds like his uncle. Who's the Ri's uncle? Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you can mandate a half an hour of Tosefos Shabbos before what the Rabbeinu Tam called the Shkia Shnia. Very important. For whom? For whom? For Chassidim before the war. That's for whom. To my knowledge, there's no community in the world today that I know about that does Malacha after the astronomical sunset. Since World War II, I don't know anybody. Before World War II, when the people, when the communities were still separated, in Chassidisha place, they followed Rabbeinu Tam. And they do Malacha half an hour at least after what we call Shkia. A little bit more than half an hour. Where do you get that from? So I'll tell you where I get it from. Again, not for now, going to the Pratim. I thought that the quarter of a minute of time, it takes really 90 minutes, and the Ben HaShemosh is 18 minutes, some of that. So you're told what 90 minutes, 18 is what? 72. Take away another half an hour. This half an hour. So about 40 minutes, they would do Malacha until about, it's true, they do Malacha until about 40 minutes after the Shkia. It's written, documented by the people who are still alive today. They did Malacha until 40 minutes after the Shkia. Why only 40? That's the answer. So if you take the later versions of Rabbeinu Tam, and you lop off the Shbein HaShemoshes, you lop off the extra half an hour, you get 40. That's what I thought the Pshat was. But half an hour according to the Vilna Goyen's version of Shkia, I never saw anybody I never saw it in print anywhere. It's a court against the Mishnah. That's where much of 2 minutes comes from, I think. That's what I understood. Oh. However, the Mishnah Brewer himself, Rabosai, I don't understand him. It's the Kotten Chav Beis, Rabosai. Look up, please look up. Why you looking? I'm reading Shin Mishkubetzitz. Look what he says. I suffer Chashecha, suffer and a Chashecha, and a Sanaris. What do you mean? What about, and a minute before you, it's allowed. It's mandatory half an hour, mandatory till 7. What are you talking about? Here's the Shin Mishkubetzitz. Guess what his answer is? Who wants to give a guess? Guess what answer he gives? I repeat the question one more time. He says there's a mandatory till 7 half an hour before Ben HaShemoshes. So how can it say in the Mishnah? Sofik Hashem, Sofik, in Hashem, in Madlikin. Implying a minute before, is Yesh Madlikin. What's the answer? That goes more to Chayin's answer. Yesh Loma. Means, in Madlikin, it's a Neres, I feel the Loma, the Goy, the Had, the Gosser. Aval, in Hashem, Vaday, who ain't on Madlik? Aval, a Goy, Madlik, Mishav, the Shvus, Vitol Sefes, Shari. He's making the Shvus even in the Tosefes, even in the mandatory Tosefes. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. Against the Mishnah Brewer, who's Machmir in Shvus and the mandatory Tosefes. Well, the answer may be as follows. It depends what Tosefes is Ki'ikar. That's what one could suggest. Tosefes is Ki'ikar. So the Tosefes before Tseis, due to this taste. That's the Mishnah Berura and Shin Mem Beis B'Halacha. The Tosefes of Ben HaShemashes should be treated as Ben HaShemashes. That's what I might have said. That's what the Shita B'Kubetza says. What does the Mishnah Berura say over here? Sitkot and Yud Zayin? No. Kasi Shaw, you can't tell the guy. But it's the Tzorach Mitzvah Shari. Here's the answer. Back to where we began. Same as Ben HaShemashes proper. Before that, what the Mishnah Berura Mitzvah. Oh, while I was talking, you all saw the Mishnah Berura face. A whole different Torah. The Mechaber writes that you have to have a Tosefes, you have to add a little bit. V'lo sagi v'al sofa kol shru, el tzorach ksas yosef, v'shir ha-Tosefes im ben ha-shmoshes v'yachad, ole kemat chati shor. What? How do you reconcile Yud Zayin with Chav Beis? In Yud Zayin, he quotes from the Mogen Avraham, absolutely mandatory Tosefes of a half an hour. Here he says, well, the Tosefes with the Ben HaShemashes together is almost a half an hour. That means Tosefes is only a quarter of an hour approximately. What's going on? Who's the source? Chayod. I looked it up. Klal Hey Sif Aleph. What's his source? Simen Reish Nun Vov. Okay, let's take a look. What's in Reish Nun Vov? Oh, Reish Nun Vov. Tkiyas again. The Nagu Bekilas Hakadosh Shekol Shul Samach L'Shabbos Kachatzi Shah. Here's the Chatzi Shah. Osha Shemakru is Hashatz L'Hokan Atzam L'Shabbos. What's the half an hour before what, Rabbi Osai? It's the half an hour before Tchilas Ben HaShemashes. I don't know what the Chayyim are talking about. I don't understand what he's talking about. I don't understand his source. Look carefully in the Mishnah Berura Aleph. Hayinu Chatzi Shah Kodem Sheniskas Hachamah Meitanu. I don't know. I'm just not sure what the source is. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, Rav Yossi, it's terrifying. I don't think we're talking about that. Right? We went machmir certainly on Friday against that town. That's like a beauty against the Yossi. Now, Rabosa. I want to say, yes. Good question. Oh, good question. I saw someone talk about it directly. Oh. Somewhere, someone talked about it. Wow. But that's just my mind. If you look up all the sources, there's a footnote somewhere. Somebody asked Akasha, what's going on? I saw a footnote, that's your Akasha. Good Akasha. Maybe it's attack on the base Yosef. Quotes I go, Mordechai Reish Tanachah, at the beginning. While I'm turning, you turn to that Kuf Nun Aleph from an Aleph, Rabosa. That's our next stop. Kuf Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Here we go. Here we go. The precious Akasha. Precious of cotton base. Hago Yafresh Amaiser. O Yatul Akli V'yamana Yisrael Al Gabo. If the Yisrael is standing on top of him, so he's doing the physical stuff and I'm doing the mental stuff. The precious at least relates to your question. Okay, we'll look at the cotton base. It's a good question. Let's now look now Kuf Nun Aleph Amun Aleph, which is the source for this halacha, Rabbi said. What's the din? Which relates to a case where I was accepted Shabbos, and there are two issues. Can I tell a goy to do malacha? What's the other issue? Come on. Can I tell a yid to do malacha? Who wasn't the Kabbal Shabbos yet? This is very, very important. It happens all the time. Mahadin. So it's all based upon an interesting Gemara here, Nafkuf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara is over here, 10th line. Mutter la adam la mala khavero smarly payment she betrumcha vani es mala kha payment she betrumi you watch my you scratch my back I scratch your back You watch my fruits, I'll watch your fruits. Seeming an innocuous Gemara doesn't say much. You turn to the Ran, on this Gemara, it starts getting very, very interesting. The Ran is to be found here on page Samach Dalet Amud Beis, 128. Kosev Arash Bazal. It's Tos Umbida Amrina, the Rashidim Amas Umbida Amrina. But the fact that it says is then, Kosev Arash Bazal, B'Shem HaTosvis, the Mihosh Aminon, the Yisrael Shekibul of Shabbos, Kodem Shechashecha, Mutta Lomal Yisrael Chavero, Las Lomalocha Plonis, the Kevin de la Chavero, who Mutter, Ein Bami Rosso Klum, who could Arminan Ocha, Shekevin Shemutta Yisrael Chavero, the Shamron, Mutalomalo, Misha Asa Bishmirasan. Look at that. The Rashi found a precedent in Shas for this case. Li nira de aina nidon domalaraya, says the Rashi. The Shani Acha, Shem Yesham Burganin, who atzmo shomer. Oh no. It's a special halacha of Burganin. A special din of Burganin. No. The Machabah goes to Rashi anyway. Reish Sam of Gimel, Mr. Brewers. Reish Sam of Gimel, Sif Yud Zion. Here's the din. Reish Sam of Gimel, Sif Yud Zion. Writes the Machaber as follows. Yes, Omer, Mr. Rashba. Shemisha Kibbutz of Shabbos, Konesh HaShecha, Mut Alom Ali Yisrael Chaveh Olas Aslom Malacha. First, quotes the Rashba. No. What do you do with Iran's cash? Rather than eyes in the cash. So there are two approaches to this cash, and they're very important afkaminas. Two approaches to this cash. The first approach is the Mogan Avram, really called the Beis Yosef. Mutaloma, says the Mogan Avram Lamed. What does the Mishnah Berurah quote? Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't quote anything. No, if you have a mission, open, see the bare hate there. You can see at least. Sif Kotl Chavez, page Lamed Ches, Reish Sama Gimels, Sif Yuzayim, bare hate of Chavez. Why is it butter? Unbelievable, Shah. Dohi boy lohoya mekabel Shabbos olov, v'chol sheyesh lo heter mutter amira, as it says in Shimon Shin Zayin Sif Ches, what's that? Burgenin. Burgenin doesn't just mean I can make Burgenin now. I could have made Burgenin. Here too, since I didn't have to be Mekabel Shabbos, therefore it's Mutter right now. This is the Mogan Avram, Berhetna from Mogan Avram from Beis Yosef. Quite a remarkable sheet. Quite a remarkable sheet. The Taz can't believe it. What are you talking about, the Taz? How can that be? Burgenin I can make now. I read you the Taz of Lush. I can imagine it's for a Burgenin. Ella kol sheish heter achshav, aval lo mahani lo maken lemafreya toyo yochol lios tchila beinyan she achshav heter. We call him gom achshav elo heter. He has the following kasha: why is it only heter of Burgenin? That's the Taz. I'm going to Chicago. Why I don't have to have Burgenin? I could have gone to Chicago on Friday. Or to gone just out of Chicago on Friday. That's the Taz says. Why more that's your head. That by the Hava, it's too late for that. Burgenin you can make now. I hope the Rebbe's not so excited. You can make Burgenin for Shabbos. Well, may get a go to make Burgenin. I hope the Rebbe's anxious. You have a chance to look up the Rebbe here in Simon. Reish Sama Gimel Kuntrus Akron Ches is a little big discussion about this very topic. There's not enough time to make Brooklyn for me in Chicago. I can work full time. Oh, yeah. That's his question. So, new to what's talking of chat? So, what's talking of chat? You don't like the base yards of chat, okay? So, what is the real pshat? What is the real pshat? So the Ran argued in the base yards on the Rajba. So the Bach and the Taz and the Levush Esrod all try to go through the text Adav Kufnun Aleph, Kufnun Aleph, to explain why the Ran's Prat is incorrect. Okay, I'm not going to spend time on it. You can look yourself. Look in the Taz, the Bach, and the Lushay Strud. The Shrud is in the back. You make the reference when you write in the back. It's printed in the beautiful Shulchan Aruch in the back. Yalkan the first goes through the complicated text. All right, so the Ran, why the Ran's couldn't accept the Ran. But Lundus, what's the reason why it's Mutter? All right, you have a Raya, but what's the reason? Why is it comparable, then, at this case of the seven Shabbos, to Shmarli? What's it based upon? What's it based upon? So my time is up. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we'll begin with this discussion. Okay. If you hope to finish it, go to the next tab, which is Yisr HaNoah, in Melechas HaGoy. Let's begin the Siyata Dishmaya. One remark that Yigal made yesterday, which is Kasha, which I have as well, Shaila really. We saw in that Sefer Nishma Shabbos, he was putting words into the mouth of the Magen Avraham. Bottom line is, it seems to be Machlokas, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, in the same exact case they're both describing, the case of the Ramah, where the person is putting on the central heating. At the same time, he was told a minute before to put a pot of chon on top of it. So the Taz screams, that's a Dava HaMaskavin Mamish. And that led to our whole discussion. But the Mogan Avraham simply disagrees. The Mogan Avraham says, it's not considered Dava She'eino Maskavin, only a Psik Reisha. There's a very fundamental and deep machlokes over here, the case in which, let's just describe the case again. What happened? They put on the fire for the central heat. Tana Besachorov. There's a chon pot on top. Is that called, with respect to the chon pot, a dover hamiskavin mamish, as the Taz says? Or is that considered? No, it's an ain hamiskavin obsecration. I would have thought that the Taz is right. But the Magen Avraham is the fairest faker. But the Magen Avraham, even though he learns the heter of this classically with the Trumas Edeshen, is still able to be matter it because he claims it's an ain hamiskavin. Yigal scream, what do you mean? It's Miskavim Mamash. Yigal held like the Taz. But that's he had Tainas at Nishma Shabbos. If no Tainas, he said it's called only Psikration. So that's all. What they're finding about is there's a fundamental argument. Is it Miskavim Psikration? Don't know. That's always a question. What's called Miskavim? What's called Psikration? Other, you remember, debates it up. Lamed Gimel is a toast with a Rashi and toast about it in some different case. Not always clear to draw the line between the two concepts. That's just one point. Let's go back. We were talking about someone's Mekabel Shabbos, what's his status with respect to various Shavusim? So the question is, why is it that according to the Rashbo, leave out the textual details of whether the Heter, Shmorli, Perosecha, etc., is based upon Burgenin or not. The Ran says Burgenin, in which case you can't derive anything to our in the matter, and the Taz and the Bach and the Levushay Strud all try to prove from different sources that the Ran is wrong. The Heter is not broken, it's a separate Heter, and therefore somehow has relevance to this question of Tosefta Shabbos. So let's discuss why. So there are two fundamental approaches. One is the Beis Yosef we saw, and we read it ourselves yesterday. Well, just like in the case of Burgen, that the reason it's Mutter is because you have an option to create, to build bungalows and go from here to Chicago with bungalows. So too, you had an option not to be Mekabel Shabbos. Of course, that's quite a jump. Have an option to had an option is not exactly the same. That's what the Mepharshim ask. What's going on over here? That's the kasha which the Taz and the Bach both ask. All right, you don't like that shot, so give a different shot. So why, in fact, is it permissible? That's the question. So there's a Levush. The Taz quotes the Levush at length, and he doesn't like it. The Levush is the Levush himself. This beautiful Levush. I don't know if they have the Levush too. I also have the regular Levush. Levush twice now, Baruch Hashem. He discusses this, and he says something remarkable. He begins by saying he's mekabel Shabbos. He was only mekabel Shabbos to not to do malachas himself. He was never mekabel Shabbos with respect to Amir and Achri. Interesting concept. Selective Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah.
Other Jews.
We'll come to that. Selective Kabbalah Shabbos. Now. The way I understand Kabbalah Shabbos, you're negotiating something here. So a lawyer, I'll accept this, I won't accept this, I'll make a deal like this. What do you mean? Tosefta Shabbos, Tosefta Shabbos, Tosefta Shabbos, the end. No, of course not. He said nothing. He didn't say a word. He said absolutely nothing. He was never mekabel upon himself to what's called a Melechas Chaveiro. Melechas Chaveiro. And as a matter of fact, the Taz quotes the Levush at some length in the Reish Samuel Gimel. But he doesn't quote everything. See, the Levush I'm not sure why there's a big print and a small print. Those want to look up the Levush original. In the original, it's here in this New Shulchan Aruch page Chaf in the Levush. And he gives away the secret. This is world famous Torah that we think is. In the yeshivas, we think this is not the real pshat Tosefta, but the Levush really said it. He says as follows: Misha kibel alav Shabbos kono chashech isuro kalu shebekalo yayochol asoso beatzmo. I feel that chashe kibel alav kagon hayadei hatoras nidro sherei isus ze eno alav ele mishem neder bialma. Wow, this is the famous Torah. It comes from this, but this the Taz doesn't quote this Levush. This is sort of a hagon Levush. Mashik Safti Sham, later on apparently. And it's in page Chof in the Save on a Seed. Neder. Noops, Neder. So once you deal with Neder, I can make a deal. Any way I want. I'll be Kabbalah Neder on this, not on that, this, not on that. It's only a Neder. This is not the traditional Yeshivish of Shad Tosefta Shabbos. You have so much for Lumbus, Tosefta Shabbos. Nothing to do with Neder. Whoever heard about Torah, you have a Torah in the Torah, but Tosefta Shabbos. Yes. Well, I would say according to the Levush, it makes a lot of sense. But that's a different shmuz. But even if it be a shvis of malacha without being given the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, which is generally not accepted, but even according to that shita, it seems to me that within the shvistim and malacha has all the characteristics of Shabbos, or if not Shabbos itself, Tosefta Shabbos. But, you know, I mean, excuse me, the Vein HaShemashis, at least. That's what I would have said. No, he says only a neder. A neder? Okay. Here's the irony. This is the Gorapella. So the Levush, in the same piece, wants to say that Motzi Shabbos, Vein HaShemashis is worse. Why? Not an edit, it's already just happens sort of by itself. So this is so against the svara pshuta. Open, everyone has a Mishnah Berurah, I'll say, open a Mishnah Berurah to this Siman Reish Samuel Gimel Yudzayin. You'll see the Mishnah Berurah is mamash the reverse. This Levush. The Ramos is the reverse of the Levush. Svara Pella. Levush, the Ramos writes, V'kol shekein b'motzoi Shabbos. But the Shabbos, Vein HaShemashis, were more Mekil. Why are we more Mekil? And the Mishnah Berurah Samachek is a beautiful logic over here. Pirish Tavah Erev Shabbos, Kfar Kibol Shabbos, V'ef Shalavzar. Not like Olavush. Hafilu Hoch Yishari, V'kol Shekein, V'motzoi Shabbos, V'kol Shah V'shah, and Rotsim, V'spalu Mavdol, V'kol Shekein, V'motoloma. That's Pshita. That's what I would have said. The Levush, who holds that Erev Shabbos is Yochel Avzar, says Motzei Shabbos is more Chomer than Erev Shabbos, because it's sort of like a Chazaka. Even though there's also Yochel Avzar, there's Pshita Yochel Avzar, because not Avzar, just make up Tola. That's what he says. Amazing. All this is found in the Levush. Now, so what is the pshat in the Taz? So the Taz rejects the Levush, and he rejects the Beis Yosef. So very nice to reject this, to reject that. So what is the pshat? What is the pshat? So the Taz says pshat as follows. Again, this is the end of Siman Reish Samach Gimel. I'll read you an excerpt. Shapi yola farasha k'shem shekain b'peres tchumcha ena nutzvichon lehetem burgenin, as he said before, elamuta mikoch t'en kan yisuk v'gamrei kemen shalachaveiro mutter v'en alav yisuk shabbos al kei mutter lezeh ha'amir shishma peroso hachinami b'zeh shekibul alav shabbos kodem chashecha en alav yisuk ha'amir lachaveiro shu mutter l'gamrei lo nesar ha'amir ala b'dova shu shava l'chol odom Yisrael. That's the pshat. It's only Isra Amir if it's Shav L'chol Adam Yisrael. This makes a lot of sense according to what I said to you yesterday. What if it's Shabbos here, not there, Shabbos there, not here? I thought Isra Shlichus means it's also for me and also for you. It's Shabbos here, it's Shabbos there. That is this Shlichus. But let's say it's Shabbos for me and not for you, and you not for me. I thought it's Mutter, it's only the Shlichus. Here too. I tell someone who was not Makabel Shabbos yet. So it's Shabbos for me, it's not Shabbos for him. So it's always here Shlichus. Pasha Pshat in the Taz. That's Pshat in the Rashba. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Mishakibul olav Shabbos kodesh hachashecha imut olom al Yisroel chaveh l'atlam alocha. Shabbos for me, it's not Shabbos for him. That's all. And the Rashba got it from the same concept as the Rashba. That I tell him to watch Shmor Peirosai. I can't be Shlomo Peirosai. I can't do it. Not until the middle of Shabbos. I can't do it. Yeah, but you can't do it. I have to go out of the tchum. You don't. So it's the same idea. Not exactly identical, but we know it's not based upon Burgen and the Zod, and then it's a similar idea. So writes the Taz. Is there a difference halacha l'maisa between the Taz and the Mogen Avraham? Yes, says the Machzor Hashem. Yes. What'll happen if the person's kehillah was Mekabel Shabbos? And the rule is, in Tosefa Shabbos, if your community accepts Shabbos, it's binding upon you. Says the Machzis HaShekel, he thinks it's false. According to the Pshat of the Beis Yosef and the Mogen Avraham, here it's Usur. Why is it Usur? Because you had no alternative. You had no alternative. The whole Pshat in Beis Yosef, you could make Brugim, you could have not been Mekabel Shabbos. He had no alternative. Nafkamina Ladina, the Tamar of Beis Yosef and the Mogen Avraham. Who be ear shall call O Rubam Kiblu Shabbos? The guy who Kibli Moim also Lama Lachaver Shalak Lebes Knesses Acher Visham Bosu Besa Knesses Dino Kiblu Shabbos. The guy who Lok Kibli Shabbos. I feel Loki also Adam Shemay Besa Knesses Acher Shakibli Shabbos. Also Lama Shiasa Loka Blo Shayak Lama E Boil O Kibli Shabbos. Hobal Korcho Nigger Acher Arov of his own shul. Mashang Lebach Vataz Gamki Agam Nashari. What's up, Shad? Because not for that fellow, it's not Shabbos yet. That's what he says. Then at the end he says, well, maybe not. Maybe according to the Beis Yosef, it's also okay. Why? Iboi lo hoya tzibu mekabim Shabbos. I have a different Shabbos. Do what happens in Brooklyn all the time. Change shul. I'm not angry with the guy. I'm going to go to a different shul. So I decide at 6 o'clock on Friday afternoon, I'm leaving the shul. So I'm going to a different shul. So I'm no longer bound by the Kabbalah Shabbos. So that shul, that's just a sign. But either way, the Chorah you could say the suggestion. In any event, the Alter Rebbe has what to say here again. The Alter Rebbe is in Kuntres Achron here in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sivkot and Ches. Ooh, there's a lot of things to say. If he doesn't understand the other Perushim, he says something which is very similar to the Levush. believe it or not, the Lashon Hashir, which we think, nah, it's not the Yeshiva Shatera, Neder. He says, no, he doesn't mean Neder. He wants to make a sort of a pshara. As far as my own Kabbalah Shabbos, what I myself can do or cannot do, I'm not doing Neder. It's not Shabbos for me. But I'm only a Kabbalah Shabbos for me. Me, what I do, my own body. I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos for me, though it's not Shabbos yet. Whatever is what he calls Chutz L'Gufo, Chutz L'Gufo, this he wasn't the Kabbalah. And he goes further than that. That's Pashut. That's Pashut, he says. That's Chutz L'Gufo, I'm not Mekabbalah. So therefore, Shlichus L'Churma does not apply to me. That's a Pashut, the Rebbe says. So what's the riot that's been brought? What's the riot that the Rashi is bringing? Different riot. The Rashi is worried about Easter Amira. He says there's no Easter Amira. Why? I told the guy, Shmarli Peirosai. Ooh, I couldn't do that. I couldn't go to the place of those Peiros. Because it's out of my tchum. So I said, Shmarli Peirosai, should there be an Easter Amira? Do something which I can't do? No. Why not? Because you can do it. Here too. I say, put on the light. No problem. Why? But Shabbos, no. But for me it's awesome, for you it's not awesome. Adkan divrei hara. But it's a major problem over here at both sides. I'm l'shitasi again, over and over again. What's my problem, Rabbi Osa? The Rebbe himself raises the problem. The Rebbe raises the problem from the perspective of shlichus. I'm raising the problem from the perspective of Amira, but it's the same problem. What is it, Rabbi Osa? My daddy should figure me out. What am I driving at? Ah. Exactly. What I call the dirty word, the lamed has malacha word. So when I tell someone shmarli peirosai that I mentioned one of the big 39, no. Watch the fruit. I could have also watched the fruit. I wasn't watching fruit. I just can't get there. It's chutz l'tchumi. But I didn't utter it. I didn't utter that. So that's why there's no issur b'davar davar. Here I utter the word. The word. Put on a light. Light a fire. Write a letter. That's a dirty word. And it's for me. I'm a Kabbal Shabbos on myself, and it's my mouth saying those words. I wouldn't say it's aloud. So it's not so clear what the Rashba's Raya is. It's not such a Gevaldig Raya from Shmarli Peirosai. Shmar. Shmar is not one of the 39 Malachas, so I can say it. But Padlikli Asanek, Sovli Asayigeris, who said I can say that? In the case of it's with Tosevish, how it's to me and not for you. That's a stark Taina. That's a stark Taina. The Rebbe said the Taina himself, and in a somewhat different context. In any event, Rabbi Osai, many poskim have said, I don't have the sefer with me, Yotam Sheni Kilchoso, Gevaldik HaSefer, talks by Riches, about if I am a Ben Chutzlor to Eretz Yisrael, Yotam Sheni, could I tell the Israeli to put on the light for me? Or to, do whatever, yes or no? So there are many, many poskim who say, well, go on to the Rashba. The Rashba says, that I can be Mekabel Shabbos. He wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. I can tell him to do Malacha. So too, I can tell a Eretz Yisrael Dik, and I'm a Chutzlaretz Dik, to do Malacha on Yom Tov Sheni. Not Poshut. According to Alter Rebbe, it's really not true. Because Alter Rebbe says it's because it's based on the limitation of what I was Mekabel. I wasn't Mekabel Chutz Negufi. It doesn't apply to Yom Tov Sheni. It has nothing to do with me. This is pointed out by the Megillah Sefer, Simon Ayin Tess. I recall that in the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni, the Tshuva of Rav Eliashiv, on this very topic. I don't remember by heart exactly what he says. The Sefer is here? No. If the Sefer, someone has to get their hands on it, I'd like to quote what he says. He talks about this issue, but I just don't remember. I forgot. So, okay. All right. Now, let's take a look in the Mishnah Brewery here. It's in Reish, Samach Gimel, Siv Katan, Yud Ches. Reish Samach Aleph, forgive me. Reish Samach Aleph, Siv Katan, Yud Ches. The Ramah said over there, if you recall, someone was Makabel Shabbos an hour or two before Chashecha. You can tell the guy to put on the candle. So the Mishnah Brewery had said, as opposed to the Chatzi Shov mandatory Tosefes. All right, we spoke about that. That's the Sifkotan Yud Zayin. All right? And the answer is Yud Zayin. I feel if he's Masha Poskim Machabas Siv Dalit. Yachak Kabbalah Shabbos also lavar. I feel I'll shrus the Malka mitzvah. The Kol Gom the Indian Amir the Nakri lo Machmirin and Femi Ben Hashmoshes. This is the Mishnah Brewers of Cotton Yudzayin in the name of Achronim. Doesn't tell you who. Okay, that Amir the Nakri is more cow. Going to the Rebbe is Gevaldik. Going to the Rebbe, it's Meredik. It wasn't the Kabbalah things Chutz Lagufo. Okay. Yud Ches. Afilu shlobe makom mitzvah. The cave and shodo yom gadol bevare yesh mekoma shadayin lo kiblu aleyem Shabbos. Also in batzman the locha. Dailona b'mashah yedea kabbalah nishbos in batzmanim in the locha. Sounds like the Rebbe. The da. The binyoneinu airina and shatzima b'hiro kiblu aleyem Shabbos v'chag lusha Shabbos b'al korcha. Afilu im echad lo yirtzah the kabbalah. And therefore, I came because of Loma Aleinu Yehudi. Ooh. So the Mishnah Brewers are going to be Mekil here, even in the case in which the was Chal against my will, because the entire community was Mekabel. It doesn't stare the Rebbe. The entire community was on the Mekabel Shabbos on itself. Not Chutz Legufa, with respect to Goyim. Okay. We'll meet Tama now. I will be Yochid Shekibel Loma Shabbos, Mutra Afil Loma Li Yisrael Chaveiro, Shiasa Malach Al Kabon Reish Tama Gimel Yudzayim. I am Shema Tamba Mishnah Brewer. Okay? Fine? So, as you already pointed out from the Shita Mekubetz is based on Aflam and Amanal, not only is this true in a case in which the community was Mekabel Shabbos and it's forced down my throat, but even in the 2 minutes before Shkia Ledidan, or a half an hour before Shkia, according to the Shita Mekubetz, and the proposal made of parents, correct? It's based on the same Aflam. What is mandatory to seven? What is mandatory to seven Shabbos for God's Klal Yisrael? It's still mutter to tell the goy. Now, is it mutter to tell the goy, Rabbi Osak? The question will be, what about other shvusim? Other shvusim. So that's what he says over here. Let's read. Let's open the Mechaber. Reish Samach Aleph Sif Dalet. Read what it says. Achar Adias Baruchu. Afa Pisha Dayan Yomu. Ein Ma'arvin. Vein Tomnim. Shum Hu Kibli L'Shabbos Aleh. This is the famous din. This is the Mishnah. Well. You're Mekabel Shabbos. You're Mekabel Shabbos. Does everyone agree to this din? Let's read in the Bir Halacha. Ein Ma'arvin. Hayna Eruvi Chatzeris. Okay. Rabbi Yoel Cholik al ze umatir. From a chaber sasam polka dasa machmirim. So it's a machlokas aposkin. If you're Mekabel Shabbos, are you mutter in the shvusim or are you usher in the shvusim? Mutter or usher? We already pointed out according to the sheet of the kubetz and base of the flower, you're mutter in all the shvusim. What did he say? Safik hashecha, saveina hashecha. Ein ma'arvin, ve'matmimimimat. As opposed to what? A minute before. That's the whole part of the Shita Mekubetzes. So even until 7, which is mandatory, what he calls half an hour, whatever it may be, you're allowed to do the Shusha. So he holds like the Rabbi Niyol, presumably. All right? Says the Rabbi Yolach, it's a steer in Mechab. Because in Shin Tzadi Gimel, he's about to be quoted in Machlekes, who knows the Yosel Dasa Matirim. Please turn the page to page 68. She's sovereign. The Mashi Tiru Ben Hashmosh Asu Afilim Kibul Olav Shabbos Kam Kain. Uchidei Shlo Yistru Hadodi Mechalkim Rabbi Mevan Achronim Elia Rabba Prima Godi Machzik Brom Mishari Tshuva Shulchan Asay Shittim. Omrim the Sham Ari Biyochet She Kibul Olav Shabbos Vahochad the Kabbalah Shabbos Shal Baruch Hu Shere Tzibur Chomer Tzvei. Very nice terrace. As the thing is the Yochet and Rabbi. Yochet is voluntary. Rabbi is really mandatory. That's enough. Can you do those other shoes? All right. Ayin Taz, opposed to Mutal La'arav Afil Acha Shekibul Lov Shabbos, V'chein B'derech HaChayim Mitzadeg Livso, V'kol Shfus L'Tzorech Mitzvah, Mutar Afilu Acha Shekibulu Atzibu Shabbos, V'afilu B'chati Shoh Shekonu Chashecha, which is mandatory. V'atam, D'lo Chomer Azman Azem, Yibayin HaShmoshes, Uvali Lo Hayadas Atzibu L'Kabal Alatz Atzibu L'Seves, Shih Chomer Ben HaShmoshes Atzmo, Gevaldik, Meredik. So the Derech HaChaim is the biggest makil. He says, he passes against the Mechavi, Reish Samach Aleph Dalet. like the Mechaber Shin Tzadigim, the steer in Mechaber, Machlokas 2 days in the Mordechai, and he's Mekel. What's he Mekel? Kabbalah Shabbos is never going to be more Chomer than Ben Hashmoshes. And therefore, whatever Shavuos is Mutter Ben Hashmoshes, is Mutter in Kabbalah Shabbos as well. Not only that, but even the mandatory Tosefes is no more Chomer than the Ben Hashmoshes Shel Acharav, and therefore Shavuos is Mutter in that as well. So right to Derech HaChayim. Rabbeinu Yoel Pashut, Rabbeinu Shita Mekubetz is Pashut. Now there's a distinction of the Achrona between Yocher and Sibur. However, truth to be told, one can argue on the assumption that we made. We said that the absolutely mandatory Ben Hashmoshes, the 2 minutes or the half an hour, the Makadis, the Makadislai, that's the most Chavadik of Ben Hashmoshes. Excuse me. That's the most Chavadik of those seven Shabbos. That's Mamish mandatory. But that's not crystal clear. What we just read in Bialocha, you certainly don't want to be mekabel upon yourself more than the next stage in the Ben Hashemoshes. That's not completely clear. That's the Mordechai and the Maamar Kamos. Simen Reish Tzadi. Let's open up to the Mordechai Reish Tzadi. See what it says. Reish Tzadi. Page 142. Ben Hashmoshes, you can do certain things. Pasuk Rabbeinu Yoel, v'hu adin liachat tefilas arves yicholim la'arev im yomu. Da'anias baruch ketkiya shofu v'kodem sovek hashecha yom mekabim Shabbos v'tokim kedei le'arosim yicholim la'kodesh. I feel all your matter, Rebbe Erev Shabbos, Arev Chatzeres, v'sovek hashecha, v'din achar anias baruch hu. So Rabbeinu Yoel, mefurish, not only in a case of a private citizen, which is the various achrona want to say. No, he's matter even Kabbalah Shabbos Tzibur. Maybe the Mechaber they want to split the Pesach, but that's not what Rabbeinu Yoel said. Shuv Matzasi B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmaria Shorikei. Maybe Raya Kmo Shem Rabbeinu Yoel. Who Miktes Tamidav Asru. The Amru Di Eshchilik Ben Kibul Olav Shabbos Lo Kibul. Because of our Rabbi Yosa. The Rebbe got given to the Tamidah, the Fremakis. He gave in to them. Not the first time it happened. But he didn't do it stop. Chas v'sholem. He had a tosef. Baby Raya men a tosef to be mesech a sukkah. Hischi litko a shlishis. Afilu mecham biyodo menicho al haoret. As opposed to matmen. The ilu gabe sofik ha sheikha tam ben masnisin ma'arvin v'tonin. Alma chomer b'kabbala mi b'sofik. Chamafurash a tosefta. Chomer b'kabbala mi b'sofik. That's what the Be'alakha says. What's the Derech I'm going to do with this? Tosefta. Gevalt. I have a teretz. I'll give you my teretz. A possible teretz. Rabbi Sar, who remembers? Who remembers the Mishnah on the Flamadal and Alpha, the Rashi there? Who says that the Mishnah goes to Mount Omar? That Gozru al Shavuos ben Hashmoshes. We paskin not that way. The Sugan Mesach the Erevin. What that? What's it? Lamed Bey somewhere? It's a Sugan Erevin. Rebbe and Rabbanon. We paskin the Kula not child. This will be read in the Beis Yosef yesterday. Beginning of Reish Tamach Aleph. The fee Anias died to be given the same teretz. Just as the Mishnah in Shabbos Lamed Dalet. Goz Leman the Yomar, Gozru al Shavuos ben Hashmoshes. Maybe not the halacha. So too, the Tosefta and Sukkah is the same way. The Tosefta and Sukkah, which says that once you blow the shofar, you can no longer do atmana, will hold that you can no longer do you can't do atmana ben hashmashes either. Say the chinami, not that chomer as he puts it over here, kabbalah misafik. No, kabbalah is the same as suffik. So for those who say by suffik it's mutter, by kabbalah it's mutter. Those who say by suffik it's also, by kabbalah it's also. That would be the teretz I would give to answer this kasha. The Dina, it's a big shiloh. I don't know what to do. Misvara, I would have said that there's no shlichus. I keep saying because the Kabbalah is not considered to be shlichus. There is an issue of Amira, I would have said, as I told you before. And if I would say that Var Mitzvah is mutter, even the low level Var Mitzvah that we spoke about, just to get a little bit big donuts, as we saw in Shindan Beis. But Shalom the Bar Mitzvah, I would ask them, it's Mitzah the Amira, Mitzah the Shlichas, I would say this is Mitzah the Hakel. Atkan, what I would say is a pshara, but there's very many shitas here in Poskim, and this is very, very critical shah. Okay. On both sides, we now concluded, therefore, the sugya of Tosefta Shabbos. Before we begin the next sugya of Isra Hanamim Lechas Nochri, I want to mention a few points, sort of in transition. Number one, I mentioned to you a possibility that since the Isra Shlichus with respect to Kilayim and Losachsam Shabbadisho is limited to a Cheft to Shel Yisrael, we should have a remarkable Kula. Even with respect to Amira L'Nachri B'Shabbos, it should only apply to a Cheft to Shel Yisrael. And I said, the Poskim don't say that. Now, don't they say that? It was pointed out to me. I say, Beferish Fakert. Turn to Simon Reish Mem Hei Sif Hei. Reish Mem Hei Sif Hei. Over here, Reish Mem Hei Sif Hei, you have a case of a tanner, an oven, and whatever the oven bakes, so the guy says, and he give it to the Jew to pay back his ribbis debt. And he cannot tell the guy, and he is knocked out, my svara. My svara, I think, is a very good svara. I mean, unless you say there's an additional, a third reason, aside from the avodah and aside from shlichus, they have this isa shem yasa v'yatzva. That could be. Okay, I just want to make that one point. Secondly, open the Mishnah Berurah, please. Limit reish ayin vav sivkot l'chav zayin. Please, reish ayin vav sivkot l'chav zayin. That's where he's going along with it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Chav Zayin. I just read you before from the Machaber Gimel. Mishnah Berurah. Davka Noka. Aval Mishalchem Bishlichuso Shielcho Biatzmam. Vidliku Es Haner Lahoya Lahem. Piku Aner, Afa Pisha Gam Haim Tvichim Lo, Ain't the Torah, I ain't a Yehudi, Kemish Iker Ha'alicha Vishul Yisrael. That's where he's going along with it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kodesh Chavzayin, I just read you before from the Machaber Gimel. Mishnah Berurah, Davka Noka, Aval Mishalcha Mishlichuso Shielcho Beatzmam, Vidliku Asaner, Lahoya Lahem, Ain't the Mikri Litzarko. After Igor Ali Chasim will be Shvilo. Kevin Shen Gufo Nene Mihaner, the Ace Hadlaka. Umutra Hakakli Israel Ishtamesh Eitel Haner. Wow. That's a big Kiddush. That's a big Kiddush. Quotes the Taz. Quotes the Taz. You know, we know if the God does something for himself, we can enjoy the Nair. There's always a famous story. He asked the God to come and drink a schnapps. John, you like some scotch? Oh yeah, please come in. Yeah, well, where's the scotch? Well, it's in the basement. All right, open the basement. It's black. Puts on the light. Butler, because he wants that scotch. He's that's Asmos. Now, only problem is he's gonna turn off blind the way back out of the basement. You're allowed to tell him don't turn it off. You're allowed to tell him. The post can say. Here's a little bit more tricky. What are you doing? You're telling him, John, go do this, and he puts on the light. But he's doing that itself for you. Still, the Mishnah Berurah is making. Now, how far do we go with this Nakuda? How far do we go? So the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Lamed, those who have to open it up, the Sif Chav Gimel quotes this Mishnah Berurah as a source of the following thing. Perek Lamed Sif Chav Gimel. Mutter, it says, Lomal Shabbos, B'Shabbos Anochi, Zayas Tzvar Heta B'Shul Yehudi. Kamim Yodu Alono, Shul Tzorach Zayas Anochi, Dova Shabbos Yosef, Shul Mishter Torah. Who said? Mishter Brewers of Kodesh Chavzayin. V'Lochein, look at this example. Mutter Lomal Anochi, Lishtof Kelim B'Shul Yehudi. Afim Yodea, Shanochu Yadlik Asa'or, V'Yichamamayim, the dishwasher. This is a chiddush gadol in Shmirat Shabbos Kilchasa. Does everyone agree with him? No. No. Not everyone agrees. The dishwasher itself in the sanctity of Shabbos, page 89, he disagrees. Why? Av shemilsa. It's a lot of noise. A lot of noise. Could be that the kind of a shtickle in Aris Ayin. If you put it, have it go on at 3 o'clock in the morning with a Shabbos clock, it would be an Easter Avshe Milsa. I don't know, he doesn't go into that. But that's what he says, Avshe Milsa. That's what he says. In the Melachim Omnayich, it's a different Svara. He says, wait a minute. Telling him to put on a light. Hey, Jones, what's the case of the Mishnah Berurah of Zayin? What's the case? He's telling the guy, go, come with me. I need you to do something. Something is innocuous. He puts on a light so he should be able to walk, but the light doesn't help with the doing something. Light is it? He could have done it without the light. The light, I repeat, is something external. The candle is external in the case of the Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin. But in the case where he puts on the dishwasher, that's internal. He's washing the dishes with the dishwasher. There's no raya the cooler from here. To the contrary, the Melachim Omnayich wants to bring a raya l'chumra. I don't agree with his raya. Resh mem dalet sifkot lamed. That's his raya l'chumra. I want to show you what he says there. I don't think it's a raya at all. What's resh mem dalet sifkot lamed? The whole story. The kitza, whatever raya tries to bring, I think it's not such a gevalda garaya, because whatever you'll see here in Sifkat and Lamed is referring to a case where the job couldn't get done without the malacha being done. Whereas the case of the dishwasher, the job could get done without the malacha being done. So what's Takanadin? I'll tell you my sheet on this matter. And he's first, let me tell you the other sefer. The sefer Amira Lenachri. Let's pull him out of here. What a gewaldige sefer. The Amira Lenachri talks about this. No. The wrong sefer. I mean the sanctity of Shabbos. Who cares with the sanctity of Shabbos? Pass me that sefer. He, as I said before, thank you very much, has certain coolers in this matter. Again, if it's not Avshar Milson, he on page, if those want to look it up, talks about a page 94, 95. One may instruct a maid to wash dishes, even though she will use the hot water and a sponge. This is permitted because it's possible to wash dishes in a permissible way using cold water and no sponge. He's Makel over here. And in page 99, it's exactly the same thing. He repeats it again. He quotes from Vichesku Roth. Oysim ha'arelim. He says, Mikeva shemalachas elu, ev shalasas v'ofan amutter, u'kemosha osim ha'yehudios v'derecheter, im kenim ha'arelos. I like that. Arelos. That's what he says. Against the Malacha Mamnayach. I thought I was correct. That's what I thought too. Oh. But! I have a but. Well, back to my original very introduction. When it starts together, we're moving from Muktzah into here. It's only true if there are two legitimate ways of doing it. You can wash dishes in the sink, you can wash dishes with a dishwasher. I didn't tell you how to do it. My command to the non-Jew is just wash the dishes. If you do it this way, you do it that way. So when she decides to do the dishwasher, that's her decision. But if you turn into it in a situation where it's obvious that you mean the dishwasher, not so posh that it's mutter. Because as I said, the Cheskel Roth says that she's doing it this way for her benefit. I didn't tell her to do it that way. That's true. I didn't tell her to do it that way. But if it's so obvious that you're going to do it that way, because you can't get done any other way, for example, you know, in theory, she could do it some other way, so my commandment includes an issue. That's why I'm not so happy with what he said, that you can use cold water to wash. Who uses cold water to wash dishes? Of course you need hot water. I didn't look for a different reason. I could tell her to turn out water directly, because only it's a gration. A sponge, you can do without time. Do those washes without sponge. Use your hands. But with the cold water, that's a little bit bite for me. And so that's what I thought the klal should be. Of course, if it had the schwitz from Lacha Mitzvah, Suda Shabbos, it's another reason to be make of the klal. In these kinds of situations, it's only the Rabbanim. But that's what I thought the rule should be when it comes to these matters. So now we spoke earlier, a couple of more hours, about the issur of the distinction whether the chefza belongs to a yid or the chefza belongs to a god. Open the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Moshe Simon Shin Zayin Sif Chaf Aleph. Please, Shin Zayin Sif Chaf Aleph. Also Lom Alagoy B'Shabbes Heilech Boser Zeh. You cannot ask a guy on Shabbos to do a malach with your chayfetz, even though he's doing it completely for himself. Din mefurish, based upon the rush, Rav and Metzia, Daf Tzadi. For Melech Shmir Shabbos Paskins and Siflam Adalid, you can't tell a guy from even on Friday, listen, on Shabbos, take my car and go to the stadium. Can't tell. The chef to show you Yisrael. So the chor is a big kasha. So what are you telling me? It's okay if the guy washes the dishes with my dishwasher. It's my dishwasher. It's again chef to show Yisrael. If chef to show Yisrael is a separate issue, before, even if he's doing it totally for his own benefit, to take my car to the stadium, so I have to mutter for him to use my dishwasher. So the answer is, you'll look at the Shemir Shabbos himself, you'll see the answer. Here we are. You say here. Even he's doing it for himself, so he can't tell him to drive a car for to go to the stadium. That's true. But in footnote Kuf Yud Gimel, he says, quoting the Alter Rebbe in Sif Lamed Hei, Kol she'anakri osa malacha letzoko v'kela shel Yehudi ain't tzarech limchos biyado uvavad shelo yomar lo tul kelim eile ocheif ezeh v'aseh malach bo malachka b'shabbos. The Rebbe is saying that the Easter we saw in Shulchan Aruch Sif Kof Aleph about the Chefta shel Yisrael is not a din in Chefta shel Yisrael as such. It's an Easter in the Amira. I can't do an Amira that they should use a Chefta shel Yisrael. That's the Rosh Bava Matiya on Daf Tzadi. But if I didn't say anything, then it's mutter. So I didn't say use my dishwasher. I said wash the dishes. Yeah. It would be a problem even on Arab Shabbos. That's what I would say. Ah, good question. Good question. I'll read you the Shemir Shabbos, and I'll read you again. Oh, Salam on the Nachri, I feel the Arab Shabbos. She used to be Mechonish al Yehudi B'Shabbos. I feel like I should see a Zuhi, the Torah on Nachri Atmo. We ain't a Mishal Mehudi, as Holt so said. Let's make a difference. What's the source for this din? Shin Zion. If it's an Issa that he's doing my shlichus with my the king of my chefts at all, that's why it's also Erev Shabbos, then why shouldn't it be us if he did it on his own? And if it's an Issa of some kind of an Amira as such, then why is it us on Friday when there's no Issa Amira? That's a good question. I read it out the Rebbe. Even she'omel the last malacha b'shalo, hareza nira kishlucho. Well, he asked even on Erev Shabbos, right? Afshu miskavim and malachto la'noas atzma. So it's a nira kishlucho. So the Shemir Shabbos is correct. This was on Friday, but it's only nira even on Friday. But it's only nira kishlucho if you tell him. In other words, I hear what you're saying. Since it's for his benefit, the whole thing is a chiddush to me. I wouldn't have said Nira Kishlucho at all. The Rosh is Mechadish. If it's my Hefta, it's Nira Kishlucho. And that's this even on Friday. But it's only other if I tell him. If he does it on his own, there's no Nira Kishlucho. Although we learned that if he does it on his own for me, it's Nira Kishlucho. But if he does it on his own for himself, there's no Nira Kishlucho. So that answers the question. Okay? I hadn't seen it inside in Sif Lamed Hei in Shin Zayin and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Chai Adam, however, as quoted over here in Kuf Yud Gimel in the Shemir Shabbos, Ayin Od Chai Adam Klal Samach Dalat Simen Beis to Mashma the Osa B'chol Inyan. Alright, I guess we don't hold like the Chai Adam. Okay. Next Shalom. The Melachim Omnayach page Reish Chav Zayin. Halacha L'maisa. I want to get into a house on Shabbat, an apartment house. We're going back to the city in not so long. The apartment house is there. And I want to get in, and there's a guard at the door. And it's an electronic door. Either you have to step on a thing, or more likely it's locked. Locked door, New York City. And it has the guy, you press the button, and I can walk in. Mutter or us? You go past me like the Melachim HaNayach, mutter. He's doing it for himself. He's too lazy to get off his backside. He can get up and open it with his hands. That's correct. Correct, Zach. Correct, Zach. Now, just one more clue which relates to Psik Reish a little bit, and then we start, and it relates to Hanor also. Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. This is found in the Megillah Sefer Simen Chav Tes of Kod Yudal. Great Maisa. Could happen here. Could happen here. The child is burning. The child is burning. It's going to get destroyed, ruined. Comes the guy, this is happening, he knows what to do. He goes to the sink, takes water, and puts it into the chalent pot. This chalent is saved. May you eat that chont Shabbos lunch or not. Friday night, it was already going to get ruined. Very often the people, they put on a high on the crock pot, and then they, for Shabbos, it turns to medium or low, it turns to ruin. They forgot. So the guy sees what happens. So, maybe he can turn it, turn it out to let us know about that. Puts in water. Happened in Eretz Yisrael in Yeshiva somewhere. Mahadim. So, the first reaction is, this has to really be awesome. Look what he's doing. He's cooking water. It's terrible. What's he doing over here? So the Megillah Sefer Mekel is number one. He introduced a concept called Mavriach Ari. What's that mean? The guy didn't create anything. He only prevented a kilkul. Mavriach Ari is a Gemara Ksubas. Doran. That if you're not doing anything positive, you're just chasing away a lion, that's not considered to be a positive hano. You prevented it from getting burned, not a positive hano. Reason number one. Especially, maybe you could have eaten the chont bedochak even without the water. This place, they eat burnt chont also, kayodua. So it would have been bedochak. It's compared to the case of Tosefes Ori. You could have read bedochak if they put on an extra light. Then he says another thing. I can even drink that, even the water. I said the water develops in some kind of gravy, hot gravy. And I like the hot gravy, that I like a liquidy chont. Even that's okay. Come out! That's water cooked by the guy, putting it in cold water, cooked it on the fire. Here's the answer. He didn't intend to cook the water. He intended to save the chon. That the water gets cooked as only a what? Sikresha. What a chap. But this ties into all of our discussions. The sikresha, which was the previous topic, and the amila nachi, which is the next topic. I don't want to give it as a transition. Yes, Igor. Should be mutter, the same reason. He could get the key. He's too lazy to get the key. He uses the card. One of the card muksa. Something you mean it's obvious what I want. Yeah, but he may have a key in his pocket. But Yigal is saying, if I give him the card directly, I'm telling him, go back to my own cloud from a few minutes ago. I'm telling him to use the card. You know, he could have used the key. Could be a problem even in the buzzer case. When I stand outside the door, although he can easily have to refine my principles a little bit over here. I said before, if I do something which he could do a behetta, but it's obvious to the whole world to be done only by Issa, then maybe it's an issue of Amira. I mean, I said too much. That's going to come with too many chumras in that principle. I'm glad you asked the question. I have to redefine that. I still think what I said has some basis to it. Otherwise, we said before, put on the light, put it on with his elbow. That's not included in the tzivut. So when I stand there and I say, I'm in effect saying, close me in, even though he could have come and opened the door. I don't know. We have to rethink that question. So I'll ask for contributions from the Talmidim Shlita. Right? I don't want to be like the we read before, the Talmidim came up with Chumras and the Rebbe with Machmer. But we saw before in the Mordechai, I don't want to be like a Shmaria. So, but I'll ask Palmina to think it through carefully. Well, how we should formulate this? I think there is some room to be machmer in some cases, although it could have been done with his elbow. We still, I told him to do it straight. At the same time, we make it in the case of the Melachim of Nayach, and maybe even in your case. But I really don't know. I want everyone to think about this. How do we formulate our principles in this question? Okay. Rabosai, the sugya of Amira of Yisra Hanah mi Melechas Akram. The source of the Mishnah Kufchav Beis Amud Aleph. Let's turn the Kufchav Beis Amud Aleph. Nachri Shehidlik es Aner Meshtamash Lo Yisrael Meshul Yisrael Asa. Period. Why is it Asa? Zok Taisus. Nira the Asa L'chol Yisrael. The Davka B'chutz L'tchum the Rabbon Amar Perk B'chol Ma'arvin the Erev Enaf Mem Nuvain Tzad Beis Achafei. Have a The famous reason of Tosfos. The reason of Yisra Anah is in order to prevent him from telling the guy to do it for Feirish. If not for Yisra Anah, a Jew would be making until the Jew tell, like so many Jews today are making. Shabbos guy is no problem. In order to protect the Yisra of a Shabbos guy, he said if you did it post facto, you can't use it. No, I'm not going to do it. This is Tosfos' famous reason. Okay. Are there other reasons? Yes. Take a look, for example, at Mishnah Brura. Shin Chaf Hei Sif Katan Chaf Ches. There are two very important reasons for this prohibition with Nafka Minas Galore. The Mechavin Simon Shin Chaf Hei Sif Vav Im Likei Vitzad Bishl Yisrael Tzorach Amdav Lesh Yask writes the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Chaf Ches. Heinu, this is page Kuf Nun Ches, the top of the second column. Heinu, I feel Yisrael, Achash, Lo Nilka, Beshvilo, Kei, Menos, Vat, Melocha, with the rise of Yisrael, also the call, the Onza, Mot, the Shabbat, Lesh, Yas. The Lab, Davke, the Bitzadu, and then Bechol, Melochos. Vat, Ham, Dos, Tu, the call, Lesh, Yasu. One, Shalo, Yehonim, and Melecha, and Melocha, and Asu, Shal, Yisrael, the Shabbos. Two, the Gam, the Gazruk, Tik, Shiyah, and Mutlim, Yad, Mot, the Shabbos, Yomru, Lagoy, Beshabbos, Lochim, Shimazum, and Mot, the Shabbos, Miyad. The second reason is Tosfos' reason. The same reason which asked it on Shabbos itself, asked it an extra hour, but he quoted the first reason. What's the first reason? Shalo Yehonim and Melocha Anasim Bishul Yisrael B'Shabbos. What's this all about? Rashi V'Haran. What's this all about? There's a famous issue called Maisa Shabbos. It's quoted L'Aloch and Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Yud Ches. Famous din. That if a Yisrael did Melocha on Shabbos, we can't have Anah. Sifala, Hamavashal Bishabis, Osha Osa Akhalisham Alokas, the Mazed Oslo, the Olam Lachem, Utlamos Shabbos Miyad, who was Shogeg Osa Bo Beyom, Gam Lacherim. So it's an Easter of Maisa Shabbos on Shabbos. Not only if it applies if a Yisrael did it, but if a Goy did it as well. There are Nafkaminas between them. If you want to see them all, look in Shemir Shabbos, Chos of Perak Lamed, Ha'ara Kuf Chop Dalit. Takes up a whole page. We'll discuss those nafkaminas, most of them, as we go. But I want to show you something very interesting. Look in Bir Halacha, please. Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph. Dibra Maskel Osu. Reish Ayin Vav Aleph Osu. The Mechaber says, quoting Yisrael Anah, Ein Yehudi Shehidlik Asaneh B'Shul Yisrael, Osu L'Kol! Afil L'Mishal L'Duk B'Shul. We just saw that again here. Yisrael Anah, Zop. Okay. You can't learn by that candle. Wow. Why? So the Chayadim says something very interesting. Why don't we say, mitzvahs lav lehonestit? I'm learning by the candlelight. It's well known to the Chayadon, is hanoas haguf, when someone is bathed in light. Well known? Well known? Did he say? Did you look it up? Klal san achbeis simen vav? No, no. Talmud Torah the Rabbim. So there are those who say you can be rely on the Itur. On the Itur, on the Bala Itur. So the Amir Lenachri book writes over here, page Sam of Zion. Also Luma Laura Aner Shidlik Hanachri Yisrael. L'tzorach Talmud Torah, the Rabbim Yesh Lahokir. Why? He explains in the bottom. Whenever there's a machloikis, whether something is mutter or aser lechatchila, we're makel b'diyevet. The b'zeish matim af lechatchila, u'metamzeh yesh svar lahokir b'diyevet. As we saw earlier, whenever the machlokas are poskim, siman shin yudalet, siv zayin. We saw that. If the machlokas, you break open the lock, so but the it's quite clear. That's over here, noon. Ordering newspaper delivery on a 7-day or weekend basis is considered a meal lock when it's prohibited. Push it. Came with the mazel nitan chol shavu chol shavu the chazay yom haShabbos. Her kovei a magor last locha b'shvila b'Shabbos shu also. Came from the magor Rav Moshe Feinstein, the deputino Rav and Rav Menashe Klein. Who? All right. Rav Moshe says this way. That's shokol Moshe Kenegan. So Rav Moshe asked it. I thought it's push it. It's also. That's tov. Why is he so parva? I don't understand. More than that, I would say that it's also with the Evan. He said, no, he printed a paper for you. So here he talks unbelievable in footnote Ayin, quotes him Arab Shik. Then he says like this, that even if the majority of subscribers are goyim, it's still also because you're printing more. But with the Evan, even though the Eton Shehuva with the Yisrael, Koshev Rakam Ura Verov Etonim Shenitfesu Avura Nochem Shemutal Dekrobahem. What? Your paper's mixed up with the other Goyish papers. You have a Yiddish paper. Huh? They're all the same, of course. Ristabat Vichgon Do Ein Zeh Koshev Chiyesh Lo Matei. If that which was done should not have been done. But according to some poskim, that which was done could have been done. Could have been done. Because Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Tamator the Rabbin. So the mail, if it could have been done, when I told the guy to do it, but the Yavid, its mother. Seems to me, however, as I said a minute ago, if you go with the second reason of the Mishnah Brishin Chafei, we just saw in Tosfos, is the Gzeir Hashem Yomalo, that if we pass in the Dina that I can't tell him, then what's the heter? So perhaps that's why the Amir Lenachri limits himself to Talmud Torah the Rabbin. Because Talmud Torah the Rabbin, based on the Mishnah Berurah we saw by Tikkun HaEruv, maybe we Paskin really can tell him. It's a very legitimate Shita. Otherwise, just based upon any Shita that says it's okay, if you haven't seen your test, then who is Talmud Torah the Rabbin? What about Talmud Torah the Yachid? According to the Baal HaHita, it's also mutter. So we should say against the Bialocha at the very beginning of Reish HaEnvov. He said in Reish HaEnvov, if a girl lit the candle for you, you may not learn from it. Why? According to the Baal HaHita, it's mutter to tell him. So you have to suggest, I'm just suggesting, that's the Shita's Yochi. We don't rely upon it. Should even be the Yev, we don't rely upon it. Why not? Altmeister Shabbos, Shinyut Ches, Sivkot, and Beis would work. But else the other Isser, may come to tell him. Oh, but Talmud Torah, the Rabbi, which is already one more well-established head there, even though you personally don't want to rely on it, but with the Yevon, that would be permissible. We'll stop here at Mishnah tomorrow. We're going to start the Klalim of Isur Hano. Okay? Siyata Deshmaya. Two leftover points before we begin. Number one, in thinking further about the problem we had yesterday, concerning what's called an Amira, what's included in an Amira, I came to the conclusion, which Yigal also came to, that my original assumption was somewhat mistaken. I assume that if you tell someone to do something, and it's usually done in a certain way, almost always done in a certain way, that we cannot apply the principle of Adat and the Nafshikov. I'm against all the poskim, so I retract that. However, I still maintain that if you tell someone to put on the light, even though there's a possibility, if he uses the elbow, that possibility is not included in the commandment. Why? A simple difference between something which is not the normal fashion of the people to do. The average doorman will press the buzzer. I'm going to get up and walk 20 feet to open the front door. Why should he? Right? The average person may decide I'm going to use the dishwasher and not the sink. Bechule. But you can't say it's abnormal to open the door with your hands or to wash the dishes in a sink. That's how I do things. I'm normal. won't answer that question, but that's not considered an abnormal activity. Whereas putting a light on with your elbow, if I walk around doing that on Wednesday, you'd look at me funny. That's the distinction I think we have to draw. That's number one. Number two, I was asked, why did I discuss further the fluorescent lights? The answer is I don't know. I'm still not sure where that fits in into that whole discussion of whether it's considered a psigratia with all the lumpness of the various interpretations. I'm still waiting for the Talmidim's input on that matter. Okay. Narabosai, Isuri Hano, I should say. So we have here in the Tosis of Kutchav Bezam and Aleph, an Isur Hano, which is explained the reason for it being that you may come to tell the guy to do it yourself. Okay? Tosis concludes by saying that in this kind of a case, it is an Isur Hano, with Gufi Yisrael and Nenebe, Maitre Shal Nakri, Lo Amin Nadata de Nafshi Ka'ovid. All of Anokhi Miskaivan Lahana also. So in turn now we understood it to mean that Mitzad Amira, it's okay. There's an Isur Mitzad, the Hano and the Hano only. That's what we understood until now. However, there's a different interpretation which I want to share with you. From the Shut Maram Shik, Simon Kuf Kav Gimel. That's a different understanding. This is false. What's the pshat? Why is it so that if there is if the person is having hana, that there's a prohibition? He explains as follows. He says, "Afilu osalanas bimenu, afilu lo gilo lo dibra mo klal, afilu achi b'hana zu denene mimenu ba'atzmo." Very important difference. I'm saying it's that the issue is because why? Because you're having physical hana. Maram Shik is saying no. When you have physical hana, that is viewed to some kind of a retroactive appointment. A chiddush. Usually we have a shlichus after we have to. I have to be a man of the shlichus before he does it. No. There's a Chumetz Chazal that even if you didn't move until after you finished it, it's considered Merzeke Shlucho, retroactively. Wow. Can't say Shlucho Mamash, but it's retroactively Nireke Shlucho. Truth is, I have to be honest with you, his trap fits in better with the Rush we spoke about. Remember the Rush said that if I use the Asavim that were collected by the Goy, cut off from the ground, and I give them to my animal, so then it's us. So we had to give it a little bit of a shrub shot. We said, well, since I'm using my own hands and giving it to my animals, like as if I have hanos aguf. Quote the Maram Shik, it's better. Not. Probably not. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah. Find it. Hold on, please. Shin Zayin, right? Shin Zayin. Here's a hint. Shin Zayin. Shabbos. Shabbos over. Me to She ascended b'Shabbos haba. Yud Alf Mishnah Brura. Yud Alf Mishnah Brura. Umi kavakam lo yehana ayisrael meosam malacha lachas Shabbos. Kedin goyish osam malacha torak Yisrael. So the Ozeru had a very nice tzad. But Mr. Brewer doesn't accept it. Why? Because we're afraid you'll tell him in the wrong way. I assume that's the nature, that's the reason for the Yisr. Or we could say, as we'll see soon, it's an Yisr of Maisa Shabbos. Could be, one of those two shots. So let's review again. As opposed, I should mention in passing, by Shvus to Shvus, the Mokka Mitzvah. So let's say fluorescent lights to Rabbonim, let's say. It puts on the light. So you can read by the light too, because they were makeless. They were mad you to tell them, so they were mad you to enjoy it. What about the Isra Ano? They're probably were mad that too. Okay. But what is the reason for Amil Lenokri, for Isra Ano anyway? So we already pointed out Tosis Kufkov Beis. Look, Iris, not only a Tosis, it's a Mefurish Tosefta. Much more sorry than Tosis. Please turn to the back. Perek Yudalid Halacha Yud Aleph in the Tosefta. Page 12, Rabbi Osak. The very, very back of the Gemara. What does it say? Gimel.